La vicepresidenta.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Spain aligns itself with a statement from the European Union and is grateful for the oral update presented by the High Commissioner. We are following very carefully the situation in Nicaragua, generally speaking, and also regarding some of the individual cases that have been mentioned in the report. And we would have liked to have had some clarification on those. The constitutional reforms and the legislative reforms that have been underway have made it difficult for political participation and prevented the return of uprooted Nicaraguans and denaturalized Nicaraguans, has perpetuated restrictions on civil society and increased the distancing of the people of Nicaragua from the authorities. Spain would urge Nicaragua to reintegrate into the international community and through the respect for human rights and international obligations. We would call for the halt of repression of political opponents through the media, civil society organizations, universities, academics, and human rights defenders. We would call for the immediate release of all political prisoners, the annulment of all judicial procedures, the recovery of the rights for all citizens, and the lifting of restrictions for NGOs and religious groups. The 2026 elections are offering a new opportunity, and it's crucial that this is harnessed to ensure that the rights of all citizens for Nicaraguans are upheld. Thank you.